Greetings, everyone. This is the Sound Elf Options Happy Hour Show with Richard Talk To Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Richard. This is my favorite time of the year. Fall and renewal, and the leaves turn from green to orange to red. They have their cycles of life. Our cycle's a little different than just one season. We're going to talk about that tonight, anti-aging, and what we have discovered about it. Thank you, audience, for being here. We are simultaneously broadcasting with Richard over there in California. Do you guys have seasons? Do you guys have change in the leaves and all that?
Just because we don't get snow doesn't mean we're Palm Springs all year round. Actually, here we do. It's really massive here, different than yours, because you really have trees that lose leaves, although a lot of the ginkgos and a lot of the trees here lose color. But because most of this part of Northern California is covered by grapes, it's very dramatic. Because you have green, you have green, you have green, and then all of a sudden it's cold enough. There's madness for about 2 weeks of harvest, and then about a week or 10 days later, it's cold enough that the tree, the vines, tens of thousands of acres, I mean on rolling hills as far as the eye can see, are covered, and they go from green to brightly colored, and then they fall to the earth. So it, we do have color change, but not like, it just gets cold. We don't get, we occasionally get snow, but nothing. I mean, it's really just fake snow compared to what you have.
Yeah, up to our eyeballs sometimes.
Yes, exactly.
And 30 below. But I think I love the seasons, because I wouldn't want stuff to stay the same all the time. I wouldn't want to live forever, I don't think. Maybe I would if I had good health. And that's
seems
what
like
we're going to bring
it. It seems like a very long time.
Forever?
No. Forever seems very long, possibly.
Well, have you thought about some of the stories in the Bible, living 900 years? And how about Yoda? How old was Yoda? Thousands of years old?
Thousands of years. I don't know, maybe
if
a thousand.
If we could get smarter and wiser, I think that would be great. But I think we also need a strong mind and a strong body to make it worthwhile. Who wants to be trapped inside a body that doesn't work?
Yeah.
I guess Steve Hawkins doesn't. I've heard some interviews from him. He resents it, but he tolerates it.
Yeah.
Well, we should tell you that we are sponsored by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health, and they took this picture, for those of you watching the show, the other day, and I absolutely love it with the orange bricks and building and door. It's an old schoolhouse and this beautiful, I think this is pin oak, just starting to come out and leave and, how do you pronounce that? Come out and leaf, I guess I should say. But that's a beautiful, beautiful picture of the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health, our sponsor, where we stick a microphone in front of your face and have you talk and look and see what's happening in your body. We just did a fella today that had a diagnosis of Parkinson's, and they gave him all this Parkinson's medication. None of it worked, and so he finally got sent here, and he has a damaged spine, and they had never looked at that, and Borrelia. And here we are with this conventional medicine system treating him for Parkinson's because he has tremors. I so love the idea of what we do here, bioacoustics, because it tells the real story. It tells the math. And we are on the verge of such a gigantic discovery. And I've got about half the pieces together. I can't hardly wait for evening when everything is done and I can work from like 2 in the morning to 4 in the morning. I get so excited and steamed up and energized by looking at this new information. We've brought together a lot of religions and a lot of numbers and a lot of math, and it's just awesome what we're going to bring people this evening about anti aging. We want it for everybody, not just a few precious rich people, because we've turned it all into math. And math is cheap. That ought to be a t-shirt. Math is cheap. You don't have to buy the product or purchase the gizmo. You know, you just turn it into frequencies. And we have found out that you, there's a way that you can think a frequency and you can manifest. Isn't that awesome stuff?
Wow.
Wow.
We're going to talk a little bit more about that, but I know you have announcements, Richard.
First, I want to let people remind people that over on my side, from the Blog Talk Radio side, that this will be available as an audio replay, probably 10 to 15 minutes, because I know once Sherry starts talking about the breaking the code of aging, yikes, there's a good subject, that you're going to want to hear it. And about 10 to 15 minutes after the show, typically that's about how long it takes, you can go to soundhealthoptions.com, click on the radio tab, then from there you can click on the Blog Talk Radio Archive Player, and the last five shows that we've done are there. I advocate for people to go to to blogtalkradio.com, sign up for a free account, and search for Sherry Edwards and follow us, because that gives us points that, I don't mean monetary, it just moves us up in the search rankings at Blog Talk Radio, which is great. And you get announcements and follow-ups and things that we put out from the platform. And there's a lot of great information there, and it's free. Unless you're, and if you want to do a show of your own, then you have to pay, but otherwise you can listen for free. And it's got a lot of great information there. You can also find it, find the shows by going to a podcast app like Stitcher or Pocket Cast or Dogcatcher and search for Sherry Edwards, and you'll find upwards of 550 shows. Maybe somewhere in that ballpark. It's a lot. It's amazing. Amazing.
Talk to them a little bit about Sunday's show that we just did, because you got to talk to her more than I did.
With Marine St. Germain.
Yes.
It was a fun conversation. She was really talking about, she's calling it being in the fifth dimension. I can't remember off the top of my head the name of her book. It's about waking up in the fifth dimension, but I can't remember the full title. The show is available on that same player at soundhealthoptions.com, radio tab. Then you click on the player and you'll see it from Sunday. And really talking about changing your perspective, or your view, I guess is how I would call it, by shifting dimensions, using meditation as a place to get quiet so that you can become aware of those other dimensions. And we're not talking about, you know, any, well, I mean, some, depends on how you look at it. If you talk to a quantum physicist, they're there now, really, just in those folds on the piece of paper. They always do that thing where they draw a line in a piece of paper and then fold it and say, look, it's all happening at once, which never works for me, but the idea is that it is all happening at the same time. And it was just a great conversation with her about tools and techniques and ideas and changing your thinking. And I don't mean you have to go in a cave and meditate for 2 years and come out. It's just a different perspective, a different view.
And she said, well, she meant these techniques about, here's a really ugly situation, and what if you went above it and looked down at all the reasons it was happening? It'd be more acceptable. She didn't use the situation, but would you willingly share your husband with another woman? Well, absolutely not. Well, what if the earth was bombed and there was only two women and him left? Would you share then? You know, it's a different perspective. So she didn't say it right out loud, but that's one of the things she taught strongly. How to change and look at the perspective of what we see as things that need to be changed, because they don't suit our idea of a real world, a world that we'd like. So that's a good description.
It was fun. And now, yeah. Because I want to get to this subject, but I'll be short on these announcements. I'm trying to be a little more positive because I've been kind of Donnie Downer lately because I get in a bad mood. But I think these are two really interesting things. The title of this one article, and I'll put this in both chats, Climate Alliance States Show Us What Real Leadership Looks Like. In a forceful show of climate leadership, Governors Andrew Cuomo, New York, Jerry Brown, California, and Jay Inslee of Washington, and former Secretary of State John Kerry, came together in New York City Wednesday as part of a climate week to celebrate the progress and growth of the U.S. Climate Alliance. The bipartisan coalition that has grown to 14 states dedicated to meeting the Paris climate goal. The coalition was founded by Cuomo, Brown, and Inslee after President Trump announced the U.S. intent to withdraw from Paris. So for me, the good news here is that there are a group of 14 states who still want to have a positive shift on what's being done to the environment in spite of the leader of the free world not wanting to partake of that or deny it. I'm not sure. That's a whole separate conversation. But, you know, they're really looking at how to have effects, you know, alternative energies, energies that are clean. Let's stop destroying things and actually have clean. Let's look at clean energies. Let's have an effect that we have goals to reduce climate pollution by 80% by 2050. 2050 used to sound a long time ago. 1970 used to sound a long time ago. So there's that. So it's just, it's a very cool, you know, action is being taken in spite of what the administration wants to do. States are getting together and saying, okay, we want to form a group of states who want to take action to try and have a positive effect on the climate. I think that's great.
I'm all for putting the power back into the hands of the people and not in bureaucratic, I want to say stupidity, but there ought to be a better word than that.
That's better than the word I was thinking. So then the next one is, and this is interesting for you, Sherry, this is General Motors to run Ohio and Indiana factories with 100% wind power. So General Motors just announced wind power purchase agreements with projects in Ohio and Illinois. The automaker is buying enough wind-generated electricity to power the Ohio and Indiana manufacturers. Manufacturers invest in renewable energy to lower energy costs. Now notice that they're not investing in coal, unlike the administration is still saying that that's the answer. Because it's cost-effective, they're actually looking at renewable energy to lower their costs, secure stable, low-risk energy prices, and demonstrate corporate leadership. GM CEO Mary Barra confirms that pursuit of renewable energy benefits our customers and our communities through cleaner air while strengthening our business through lower and more stable energy costs. So once again, kind of like what you were saying about the state, Sherry, companies are finding that it's actually more cost-effective to invest in energy-efficient, non-polluting, renewable energy. That's very exciting.
Aren't you the one that told us about Solar Safe, that they'll put solar on your house for free, then they get the energy that bleeds back? Why don't they go that way?
It's actually called Solar City. And yes, they will come to your home. Well, if they're in your state, they'll come to your home and I don't understand the what I would call bookkeeping about it, but I know people that have it on their homes and it's working for them. They come to your home, they install solar panels, they take that energy and put it back into the grid, and then they give you a long-term price agreement, less than you're paying now, and that's a fixed price. So that means that if their profit goes up, you don't get it. If their costs go up, you don't pay them. They believe in a long-term positive effect of wanting to change people to being on solar panels. They originally started out in California, and now I don't know how many states they're in. But yeah, SolarCity will come and put, and it costs you nothing. You're not signing it. You're not paying them anything for the service. You're just coming to an agreement with them on what you're going to pay for your electricity. SolarCity.com, maybe.
I want a lot less because ours is about $500 a month, and that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, wow.
I watch a lot of science shows, and this is a bit off the subject, and I'm trying to find somebody to come in and talk about it, which Sunday Joe Fisher is going to be talking about what you're going to do when the grid goes down. But it was, they put a big, massive solar grid between the sun and the earth, and then they changed that solar energy into radio waves and sent it to the earth, and nobody had to use anything else but the sun. Now, that's just a brilliant idea, and it was on a science show. Why haven't they done that? They can put big telescopes up there. Why can't they put this big grid up there?
Because there aren't lobbyists funded by some industry. They're going to make billions of dollars off of it. That's just my opinion.
Now, here's another show, but it's greed. Humans are greedy, and the ones that aren't greedy and are really givers, which is most of our audience, they're considered dumb by the rest of the people. Remember that lady that said, if you're stupid enough to give it away, I'm smart enough to take it and sell it, and we're trying to give it away to help people? You know, you divide people up into groups, and again, another show. I have a husband, if he buys a pack of cookies and loves them, he'll put them in the cupboard and hide them so nobody else can get them. If I find a package of cookies and love it, I'll go out and buy everybody a pack of cookies because I want them to love it too. Just a difference in people in the world, and we need to make room for all of them, which is my announcement. The world's crazy. There, that's the end of my announcement. Did you have another one?
No, I'm done.
Okay, I had a wonderful thing happen today. Somebody guessed my age at 55.
Wow, cool.
And when I told them I'm in my 70s, they were very, very flabbergasted. But I've been doing some things and following some things about anti-aging. So do you have anything else to say before we start there?
No, please, let's start there.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I found recently in several studies is the more magnesium, well, to a point, because you can't take so much magnesium, you get diarrhea forever. But the more magnesium you take, the more the body sees it as limited calories. So we know that one of the anti-aging tricks is to limit your calories. So isn't that a great piece of information?
Yeah.
That the more magnesium you take, that it emulates a low-calorie diet?
Wow.
How many times have you heard low-calorie diets will make you live longer? I think that might be because it's metabolizing less on a low-calorie diet, and that may be what magnesium does. The other thing that we are finding here in the clinic is that statins are aging your muscles. Even if you're taking red rice yeast, it is still aging your muscles tremendously. We have found some incredible things about aging here. This is a chart. And you look at that and you go, oh, my God, capsaicin, phyto, apoptosis, gene regulation, facts, rest, rough, meek. And I'm just reading off this chart. We took this chart. We decoded all the genes, the citerns, the telomerases, everything that we could think of that helps the body live longer, including the anti-aging genes, the SIR, the searching genes that they've been using with fruit flies and mice. We have it all decoded now in a program called Rejuvenation. think about this. You don't have to go buy all that skin cream, and you don't have to eat all of this food and do oxygen at night and avoid that and get more nitric oxide. NAD, nicotinic adenosine diphosphate, and NAC, one of Richard's favorites, seems to be playing a really close tie to keeping all of this anti-aging stuff. And now we can send you through our software and we can identify exactly what's going on with your aging. You know, in the beginning when we started this and we went to the National Institute of Health and they said, we don't know where to put you, but we're sort of going to put you here, integrative medicine. And I didn't know anything either at that time, but I think that's where we really need to be, because we take all of these pieces of all of your metabolism, from DNA to muscle to nerves to brain cells, and we put it all together in one pot, because aging is that process, loss of physiological function that increase the probability of death. That doesn't sound promising, does it?
No.
No.
The aging process is the general decline in the structure and function of the human body associated with the progression of time. And we have certainly, in the research that we've done, it looks like we have a very strong handle on how to slow down time. That's another biggie of what's going on. Richard, people like the idea of going to heaven, but nobody wants to die to get there. Now, what kind of cognitive dissonance is that?
I don't know. You got to die to get someplace. So, or you have to change your belief system, so you just transform. I'm not sure. It's a gray area.
Do you believe in an afterlife?
Life is the thing I would put in quotes, but I believe there's something, but I just don't know. Have I any idea what it is?
Well, I got a handle on it the other day when I was talking to this very selfish man. And everybody around him considers he's a selfish man, even though he's married and got kids and whatever. And I asked him what he thinks happens after death. I just was taking a little tour of the mind in preparation for the show. And he says, I think this is all there is. And my reason for being here is to make myself happy. Now, that's really different from what you just said. You think there's something else, but you don't really know what it is. And if you look at the laws of thermodynamics, it says that our energy is just going to be changed into another form. It's still going to be here. And our energy contains every thought we think and on and on. So where is it? Is that the two kinds of people? The people who take advantage of the giving people because they want a better place in heaven? Or they want to make a difference here. I can't even imagine running around the world only pleasing myself. It's about those cookies. You know, I would go out and buy everybody the plate of cookies that I found delicious. So as we look at aging, I don't think it's aging of our philosophy, although that can mature. I think it's aging of our physical body, skeletal, heart, brain. And so that's what we've concentrated on as we look at what's going on, because we want people to be able to have a productive life. So this is some of the things. The weight of the brain decreases by 56%. Blood supply to the brain decreases 80%. Output of the heart at rest decreases 70%. And this is the loss of structure and function in aging. Figures represent percentage of a given function remaining in an average 75-year-old man compared with that found in an average 30-year-old man. Speed of return to normal, pH loss of 17%. Number of taste buds decreased 36%. Vital capacity decreased 56%. Strength of the hand grip. Maximum O2. Look at this. Body weight decreases by 88%. This is rather awesome, isn't it? That, is that supposed to happen? Are we supposed to stay vital? What's really going on here? Why do we age? Is it because we don't have the ability to go to another planet and this one will be too full? That doesn't make a lot of sense on a smaller scale. Let's say you live in the woods where there's lots of room for houses and kids and whatever. It looks like if that was true, then you could reproduce to fill up the space you had if it was truly evolution. Is it programmed in our genes? Well, I saw a story the other day that you could cut this thing in two and it would make two of it. There's jellyfish. Or you could cut one jellyfish in 30 pieces and 30 jellyfish would come out of it. I'm going to study that and see how it regenerates itself. In the meantime, we study growth factors and what's going on and how to get to other planets. We have a meeting with people about that next week, by the way. The genes, SIR2 gene, is supposed to be a gene that is keeping us restricted to growing to an older age. B3, that's one of the biggies that helps our metabolism, and we've talked about that with methylation mapping. So perhaps this PNC1 gene is the key to delaying aging, and we have that in the database we're going to share with you tonight. Anybody concerned about aging? Raise your hand. Joan, you're always first. Let's see if somebody can beat Joan to the punch. She loves having her sounds done on the air. So as we are looking at all of these genes and resveratrol, that is in the skins of those grapes that Richard was talking about, that's supposed to help repair your DNA damage, and that's why they say, you know, a little wine, especially if it's not fermented in a way that's not good for people, artificially fermented. Grab the next one. Cellular respiration is another one. That's why they're putting all that nitric oxide out. You know, we had a doctor on our show about this nitric oxide, and he was offering it to our people for like $22 a bottle or something. It's $80 on Amazon. Good grief. And it's supposed to increase your cell respiration, your circulation of all of your arteries, veins, and capillaries. It's supposed to keep your brain open. It's supposed to clean out plaque. What does he call those? Reds? Beet reds? What did Dr. Gundry call those, Richard?
I can almost see my leftover can. I can't read that far. Something red.
Okay.
I thought it was a great formula. I had taken a Arginex, or not exactly it, but something like that for a long time, because it increases arterial elasticity, which is supposed to reduce potential towards some injuries. And I liked it very much, and I like Gundry's product, but as you said, it's wow, expensive.
Yeah, $80-some a month, and that's an Amazon discount. We are very concerned here, and even Richard over there in California is very concerned about people's aging and the mitochondrial DNA and how our DNA gets sidetracked. And so those are other things that we have put into this computer program. Statistics show that our health is declining. If you look at the year 1900, average life expectancy at birth, 49 years. In 1976, it was 73 years. Deaths from flu in 49, way, way up. Now the same amount of deaths are from cancer. And they have yet to find a cancer cure. And there's everybody out there saying they have a cure for it and this for it and oxygen for it and black salve for it and this for it. And I think we're able to look at even the cancers, which I think your body just can't get rid of the trash, so it makes a trash dump in there, and then that's where all the stuff goes into and becomes, what do you call those plots outside where you put all your trash and it ferments itself?
Composts.
I think those are little compost piles in the body. So we've put all this stuff in there too. Anti-aging, anti-arterial sclerosis, support for the telomeres, support for wrinkled skin. That one is... That's awful. I can't remember at the moment. Let me see if I wrote it down over here on my show notes. I did not. Laminin and connective tissue and supporting the immune system and getting rid of all of these things that attack us. All of that is incredibly important for what's going on. I pulled out some substances that we need to keep high in the body, within reason. So these are the ones that retard aging, and I'll read these for those people just listening. Arginine, acetylcarnitine, methionine, NAD, nicotinic adenosine diphosphate, which helps our Krebs cycle, pregnenolone, silicon, zinc, resveratrol, vitamin C, B3 and B6. These are some of the substances that aging depletes, and we try to watch these very carefully. Hyaluronic acid, that's for your joints. It also keeps the pressure correct in your eye. And you can tell when the hyaluronic acid's not working well because you get these little floaters. And if that hyaluronic acid is washing itself out every day, those floaters won't be there. Hydrochloric acid, almost in every person age 50 or over, the hydrochloric acid goes down. And the hydrochloric acid that's not used is reused for thyroid hormones. So that's a biggie. Betaine, I think it's dimethylglycine, betaine and hydrochloric acid is a very good combination for aging and digestive systems. Glutathione works with the sulfur that help the body detox. Phenylalanine, another amino acid. Human growth hormone, copper, iron, calcium, magnesium, acetylcholine. Acetylcholine is especially good for brains that are aging. That was one of the things wrong with Reagan's brain. He couldn't process acetylcholine, and the receptor for acetylcholine wasn't working well. You know, you can have all the acetylcholine in there to feed your brain, but unless you have a door that opens and lets it in, it's not going to be metabolized. And you can't go by those doors at the local grocery store or pharmacy. The only way I know, they've done some with serotonin and dopamine, but the only way I know of getting all of them is to get them through bioacoustics and having the frequencies make the decisions of what is going on. Nobody raised their hand, Richard, so you're it.
Excellent.
Yes, we need to add PQQ. That is very, very important. Steve always has wonderful additions to our chat. Let me look through the chat.
I think it would be a great show to talk about PQQ because I hear it talked about, but I don't completely get it yet. I'm fond of anything that helps repair and make the mitochondria happy.
And a lot of the times, those beginning notes of C between C and B, those notes are the ones that go first when people are having trouble with this. So we were, hey, somebody raised their hand. Cheryl Robbins raised her hand. Okay. So bioacoustic biology breaks the code of anti-aging and body rejuvenation. It's all in the numbers, people. Billions of dollars are spent on this. Now we're giving you the opportunity to live a longer life. And I'm being selfish with that because I think if people want to live a longer life, they will want to live a healthier life. So I'm going to bring our rejuvenation stuff over here. No, that's not it. Oh, it moved around on me. This is what the PC version looks like. And you can also go on the portal and look at this. And I don't know which direction we're going to go this evening. I think we'll go the PC version because I want to give a version of this away. So let's open Cheryl's microphone. I've unmuted you, Cheryl. Go ahead and talk.
Okay, can you hear me all right?
We can hear you great in a wonderful southern accent.
Well, thank you. I'm in Kentucky. Are you ready to take the print?
We are, but let's give people pieces of information first. Now, you can go on the portal, soundhealthportal.com, and you can leave your voice print there, and they'll do stuff with it. But we're going to go the long way around. Our goal, our rose-colored wish for the world, is that everybody is able to do this. It just means less work for us, and it means that you can pick up the pieces, and like when the grid goes down, and we're working on limited resources, you'll be able to do some of this. And I'm hoping to do a class to teach people to do it even without the computer. And Steve is writing me, not reduces by, but percentage remaining. Okay. Vital reds, okay. Nice link, Steve. For any of you who want to take advantage of this chat that's going on, it's soundhealthoptions.com. And go to the radio portal. And we are doing happy hour this evening. So the first thing we start with is Audacity. And you can find Audacity under Downloads, under Radiation Software. And while you're in there, bring down that radiation software because anybody on the West Coast needs to test themselves once a week or so. And it tells you how and all the charts that you could use. But on that site also, and this is squashed up, it's not really that shape. This is a 72-page booklet that tells you how to do everything that we're going to be doing this evening. Not only that, but it gives you this pastel folder with all the instructions in it for you to provide to your clients. As you take their vocal print, you'll be able to give them all the interpretation information. So we're trying to give you enough software and enough information to open a bioacoustic center wherever you are. And if you have a group that you want us to address, pre-vaccination risk factors, I'll be there in a second, Cheryl.
Sure.
And heart rejuvenation, whatever, we will go ahead and address them for you. We're just getting the opportunity to be able to address the Indian nations about the diabetes epidemic. I am so excited and energized about that. I love that, those projects that we're doing. Okay, Cheryl's going to talk to us. I'm going to move things away from the microphone here. And the squeaky noise or crackling that Richard hates is me turning the microphone around. Now, a lot of the times when we start this, my microphone gets lazy. So somebody tell me if that happens, if the microphone goes down when we open this. This is the timer, and Cheryl is going to talk to us about what's her age, what she's concerned about. 30 seconds is a long time when you're on the radio talking about yourself. So you're ready, Cheryl?
I'm ready.
Go.
Okay. I'm in my 60s now. I find that I'm slowing down a lot. I have diabetes now. My skin is getting less, it's getting thin and almost wrinkly. And I've got this terrible turkey waddle at my neck. But I guess the worst things are not being able to get around and do all the things I used to do. Both of my knees, one's been replaced and the other one may need to be. So, I've got aging issues that I'm dealing with. And having an aging husband, too, doesn't make life any easier.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm going to hit the orange button and stop this, and I'm going to chop out my voice by using these little scissors. And I did let it go on because at the beginning we had some things that were probably too loud. So anywhere between 30 and 45 seconds is okay, and we just hit this little scissors. In the booklet, it tells you to go to edit and go to preferences, and it tells you how to set up everything so it's 32,016-bit. Now, there's no door slams here, but if somebody is sending you a file, and we have, I should put that up on the website so you guys could have it to send out to your people, how to send a file so you can work on it. So we're not going to file this, we're going to export the audio. So export, and we're going to say Cheryl R, and I'm going to put 60 there because she said she's in her 60s. This booklet is so detailed, it even tells you how to set up your desktop and how to save everything. So it tries to make it very easy. And if you don't want to read it, there are also videos here on how to do all of this. Under Nano Voice, it tells you step by step how to do everything that we're doing. And you just click here and you can get into like 10, 12 videos. So we give it to you in writing, we show it to you, we let you do it on your own because we believe this belongs in every household. The next thing we're going to do is open something called Audacity. And Audacity is just something I created and named to read that information that we just collected. And this is the old way to do it. The portal, soundhealthportal.com, does this automatically for you. So we're going to import this WAV file. And I arrange mine by the date created, so whatever I'm doing is right there on front. And Cheryl, 60, S-A-G-R-Y-L, I misspelled her name. S-A-G-R, I still did it. S-H-E-R-Y-L, is that right? Okay, on happy hour. And we don't have her birthday, so we'll just put in 12-12-12. That tells the computer we don't have her birthday. She's female, and she has diabetes. And we found out some new information about diabetes, that if you follow it back to its root cause, and it's right now, it's usually not the pancreas. It's usually the inability to process and store carbohydrates. And it's really a glycogen or glucagon storage disease. So if we look there, that's much more information. So diabetes and aging. For those of you who have been with us for a while and you're watching this, you see a complete, almost a complete lack of methylation. This gray grid that you see, almost all of Cheryl's stuff is above the grid. When that happens, it means that she's not utilizing incoming resources. And any place where there is a wide open space, like here, right around 30, that's something active going on. There's a couple little ones over here that look maybe like mold. But we want to see what the computer will do if we tell it. We want you to pick the points that are most out of range of this gray grid. And so I'm going to hit this little red circle, and this is done automatically too. 2, 3, 4, 5. Only 5 lows. Usually you have to pick 6 lows. Now, I don't like this low that's right on the gray grid. I'm going to delete it and jump over here and grab this one, or try to. Oh, and you can see it put it up there in the middle of nowhere. I'll just delete that. Roll over this and make it easier to look at. You can set up this grid any way that you want it. All the instructions are there. Now see, it didn't get that circle again. I hate for this to be... Boy, that's doing weird things, isn't it? There, I got it. And over here, in this two lists of 12, all those little red circles, the frequency, it put it over here in a line for us. This is a live grid. Anywhere on this grid, you can pick up a frequency. We just overlaid her frequencies of her voice from 0 to 1,000 cycles per second. We had the computer tell us what was normal, and hers is normal from about 47 to about 153, which is really abnormal. Usually it's the other way around. Everything's in the gray and a little bit of it's out. Now, I don't like it that it didn't pick up that second little nodule. It's too close. This is plus 1. We just took the area above it and divided it into 3 spaces, plus 1, plus 2, plus 3. And that's in plus 2, which means it's really important. So I'm going on here about almost 1,000 cycles, 985. But it's right on the grid, so I'm getting rid of it. And I'm going to try to run over this. Oh, and look how wide open that is. That was a good choice to take that. So both of what we took was high. No, one was a high and one was a low, sorry. So the 189 was a low and the 33 was a high, and I'm just marking that with an H. Now at this level, you need to have 6 highs and 6 lows. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, there's only 4 lows. The very first time through, it'll let you get away with that. But you sometimes have to munch with it to get it to let you through. This doesn't happen on the portal. I would encourage all of you to go in as a guest. It's 30 days free, and you can use muscles and nutrition software and go in there and play around all you want. So we're going to use this little Rubik's Cube down here, and we're going to save Cheryl in our file marked GNS. Just because that's the way I have it set up. Then we're going to bring in our computer program. Let me make that smaller. I can make both of these smaller so we're not... Whoops, I just killed the program. And once you get that list, desktop, GNS, there's Cheryl right at the top, and I can open that abacus again and look at this data list, and you can see that the data that was pulled, chosen as something significant, is the same two sets of 12. So all it did was look on the grid what's outside the gray area. It chose the points it wanted. There's more leeway on the portal. And now we're going to use those frequencies. The first thing I want to do on anything as important as aging is to uncheck all of our options. And I want to look at genes and proteins. Genes are the pattern. Proteins keep the pattern. And any one of those go, and we have a problem. So I'm going to put a little check mark there, hit report, and they came up over here on the other side. Only one came up. Copper peptide complex stimulates synthesis of collagen. Now, did we see anything? Well, that's the last part of methylation, where there is an issue with glutathione, and that was part of the aging. Well, it shows here that that's likely not a gene or a protein. Actually, which one was that? That was a protein that is in stress, and you can't go buy that anywhere. So what do we look at next? Could it be biochemicals? Whoa. Yes, it could be biochemical. High. If something's low, you just need more of it. Stimulates production of collagen. We should go look at her knees, because that's probably the issue. Anytime something is here more than once, here's hyaluronic acid that we said this is for joints and cushioning of joints. It's here four times, but it has four different uses, so it probably only showed up once. If it showed up more than once, it would have a double use. But retards wrinkles. She said her skin's getting wrinkly. Joint fluid, her knee's been replaced. So we want to look at that hyaluronic acid. We certainly want to look at this palmitoyl, I don't know how to pronounce that, pentapeptide, because whatever that is too low. You can take this name and go look it up on Wikipedia and see what it really does. Chondroitin sulfate, three different uses, so it's probably only there once. A lot of people are sensitive to chondroitin sulfate because it's made of some kind of sea mussels or something. And it causes them to gather water bags under their eyes. Glucosamine is the other form of that, where the chondroitin sulfate is just a smaller molecule. So there's only one page of it. Tryptophan is 2i. Eliminating may slow aging. So tryptophan, which is in turkey. What else is it in, Richard?
Wow.
Milk.
Maybe milk. Tryptophan. I think, yeah, turkey's the only one I think of, but because we have that holiday rumor that people pass out because they've eaten too much tryptophan and just because they've had too much food. Really.
So people could look us up on the internet. But we still don't have anything. We don't have any genomes. Well, let's look at amino acids. minerals. Maybe it's that magnesium. Flavonoids and carotenoids have a lot with detoxifying. Hormones do. By the way, when your skin gets kind of crepey looking, it's usually a lack of progesterone. And you can stimulate that by taking pregnenolone that you can get really cheap at your health food store. Amino acids. There's a couple of them here. There is minerals. Boy, sulfur is one of the minerals, and it's too low, and it can really mess with your methylation, your mapping. I'll show you. I'll go open a map for you. And this makes you so that you get everything coming along, all flus, and you're constantly down. Are you an A blood type? Cheryl? Let me open your mic again. I've opened your mic, Cheryl. Are you an A blood
type? Okay, I really don't know my blood type.
Okay, a lot of people who have sulfur issues have A blood type if it messes with their metabolism. For people with O blood types, it messes with their connective tissue. A lot of men who have Peyronie's disease, which is the connective tissue in the penis that causes it to go crooked, it's really a lack of sulfur. We did a whole project about it, and here is your sulfur stuff, which works with molybdenum and copper and calcium to help change this bad sulfur into good sulfur so you can use your blood sugar. It helps get rid of the glutathione excess and, well, it helps utilize it, and along with methionine. But when you've got sulfur and stress right here, the next thing we'd want to do is run your methylation software and look at what is going on there. But sulfur being too low, and there's a lot of good forms of sulfur out there. Richard probably knows half a dozen. Probably people on our chat here know some really good sources of sulfur. I can't take MSM. Some people can't take it. I can't. I use Biosulf with mine, or I'll eat salmon or something with sulfur in it. But that's a biggie. Your energy goes, your connective tissue goes, your ability to fight off anything goes, your immune system goes. Get that sulfur back up. Follicle stimulating hormone, probably at 60, you should not be concerned about this, except if you're taking some kind of artificial hormones, or your hormones are out of whack and they seem to be high. Thymosin, that just helps get rid of garbage in the system again. Oh, this time goes so fast. L-DOPA too high, methionine. Sammy, on that map again. Did I close that out? Sammy is the active form of methionine. Now, when you have methionine too high, you're either taking it or it's not being utilized. Back again to the things that we're trying to help you look at with Nano Voice and looking at downloads and radiation. There is a green sheet here. And if you open this up and you look at glutathione and methionine and methionine, whatever the new minerals, what amino acids are, it'll give you the sister components. And when your stuff is too high, it means that you don't have the sister components to make it work. A pangamic acid, high and low? Probably not. This is probably a muscle that has the same frequency to it. Now, we did not get any genes. We can go look at our variants, increase it, I'm going to uncheck everything, change my variance to 6, and I want to use proteins and genomes and see if there's anything alike. And there still isn't. So this is not your genes that are accelerating this. This is some nutrient issue for you, and it looks like it's sulfur. And there are ways that practitioners can just check your sulfur. So I don't remember if you are a 5-day practitioner. Cheryl, what's your level of bioacoustics?
Okay, I just finished the 5-day training this past week.
Okay, make arrangements with me to send me your vocal print, and I'll show you how to check yourself against sulfur.
Great.
I can't not believe we're out of time. The next step, join us for our free day classes, and we are having a special kind of package. Actually, there's 2 packages that's going to be available in October that we know of. One package is that it's all electronic. You get your books and everything electronic. You get your software for 30 days. A second package is you get all the electronics, plus you get all of your equipment, your tone box. You get all your software for a year. So you can take it 2 different ways. And we're also creating a portal class so that you can take this directly on the portal. So watch as we put up those options. You can do so many more people on the portal, but you can't do the research. We're dividing it into two tracks. One that's helping us do the research and showing how the numbers fit together, and that's all where the exciting stuff is. And then the other track we developed for doctors, that they just want the answers. They don't care how we got it. So we hope you join us, because there's going to come a time when you're going to be the medicine of the future in your community. And we want to give you enough tools and solutions to help you make that happen. Can't believe we're out of time. We've got a guy coming in on Sunday, Joe Fisher. He's going to talk to us about what's going to happen when the grid goes down. Doesn't that sound like a song? Richard, any last words? Oh, he says on my Skype he just lost his connection. So I'll just have to say goodbye for him. WebEx has been knocking us off repeatedly. We don't know if they're having trouble or somebody is causing them to have trouble with us. But regardless, thank you for trying hard to be with us this evening. If you think this is a worthwhile show, please post it where people can listen to it, watch it. I'll be editing it right after this, and I'll try to have this up on our website by this evening. For those of you who want to grab the chat, go in, click the chat, Control A to grab it all, Control C. DMSO has cured quadriplegics. Wow. So is what we have done. That's awesome. There's so much going on here. And as a group, we're doing it better. We'll talk to you next time.